And this whole focus around the world goodwill thing is, in a way, a counterbalance to all the not goodwill. it's like a conscious effort, if you like, to harbour that. Now, you were talking about that Alice Bailey saw the good in people.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like a conscious thing to encourage that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's about?
Yes. Did you say that it was a conscious response to the not goodwill?
Yeah.
Yes. Actually, that's an interesting way to put it. And world goodwill, our activity, called world goodwill. I think people feel today that the world is in a state where we are almost overwhelmed by hatred, by the evil that exists in some human action. And it's very frightening. And I think they need to understand that what is needed in response to that hatred, to that separatism, is not an overwhelming flattening of these evil forces, but a counterbalance. Humanity is asked simply to offset, to counterbalance, as if on a scale, the evil and hatred and separatism with a counterforce of love, of forgiveness, of sharing, of a commitment to believing that human beings are one, because our Creator, our Source, our point of origin is one. And that no matter how different we are on the levels of race and culture and experience, and we are different, on an inner spiritual level, we are one. And that energy of goodwill, that commitment to working for the good of the whole and not the good of one part or one selfish interest, but committing oneself to the greatest good of the whole is what is fostered by goodwill. And out of that commitment, wonderful things can happen. I once heard a woman in an interview commenting on this point. She was involved, I think, in a labor dispute. And one of her co-workers was saying that it's impossible to have goodwill until you have understanding of various points of view and so on. And this woman said no, she had found in her experience that you have to begin with goodwill and then understanding comes. So it's a creative building energy. And World Goodwill, our activity called World Goodwill, works with that energy to make people aware of how it's expressing in the world today. They might not realize how much goodwill there is. Look at the response to the tragedy in Bali and see how much people care, how much support.
Well, that's the irony, that mm-hmm. in response to an evil act,
mm-hmm.
and the same with the World Trade Center, mm-hmm. it's like the response is overwhelming love. Mm-hmm. Nobility of mm-hmm. the human spirit, mm-hmm. that people are at their best,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. all sorts of responses, and that people wanting to help.
Yes.
It's, you know, the greatest of human mm-hmm. nature and spirit comes out in response.
Yes. Yes. Great suffering and great hatred evokes love. I remember when the World Trade Center was attacked, I was in New York about 10 blocks from the office, actually when the first plane hit. That whole period of that week or so was, all I remember was that it was a tremendous release of love that we felt in New York. The response was love. So on the inner planes, I think these powerful forces of hatred are defeated already. We just haven't figured out what to do about them on the outer level.
Well, yes.
But certainly goodwill and a commitment to the belief that the heart of humanity is sound are needed by all of us today. Not give in to these separative forces that would have us divide up into little groups and tribes and retreat into our own kind and be alienated from everybody else. That would be terrible. Then they've won.